Good evening, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is September the 6th, 2023, Wednesday evening's Daily Bread. We welcome you once again to the filling station, to the rivers of living waters, amen, and the booth camp. Amen. And we say another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. Because apart from him, we cannot do nothing. We will only do the plan that we want and our desires and our wants. And I need this and I need that. But God wants us to follow after him wholeheartedly and follow after his plan. So, Father, we just welcome every listener, Father. Every listener that is not only a hearer, but a doer of the word. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for living inside of each one of us, Father. Greater are you that is in us than he that is in the world. We submit ourselves unto you, Father. We resist the devil, and he has to flee. We submit to the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. And so, Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you that every hearer is a doer of the word, Father. We're not forgetful to do and obey the word of God, Father. Because in our obeying, Father, we will succeed and do your plan, do your assignment, and fulfill our destiny and run our race and course with joy. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are right in each one of us that are listening and hearing and obeying. You say you never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you that the word that goes forth out of my mouth, Father, is your word to encourage, to strengthen, to uplift, to rebuke us, to correct us, whatever it may be, Father. It'll go forth in power. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for the teacher, the great Holy Spirit that is in us, that teaches us all things and to listen and to obey. Hear and obey. And the devil can't stay. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Today we're going to be speaking. It's going to be a short devotional. Well, it's an article that I read. And you know how I like to share some of the articles or devotions that minister to me, and pray that it'll minister to you too. Amen. We're going to be speaking on reflecting on God's goodness. And don't you know God's goodness is to do us good, to give us his plan, to give us a future, to give us great health, to give us protection and provision, to give us his wisdom and his counsel, to give us his love and his peace, and to give us his compassion. Amen. And his mercies are new every morning. We are reflecting on God's goodness. And if we reflect on God's goodness, we can't even imagine, we can't even count. It's countless goodness of God that blesses us every day. The breath that we breathe every morning and every night, the breath that we breathe 24/7, is his life in us. We are in vital union with our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue and has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. God is so good. Reflect on his goodness every day and wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Father, for your goodness in my life. Thank you, Father, in the evening. Thank you for your goodness, Father, as you go to sleep. Amen. The goodness of God is far greater than we can imagine, according to John 1:16 says in the Amplified. For out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we have all receive grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift, and the gift heaped upon gift. Amen. He is so good. He heaps blessings on us. He heaps favor upon favor. Amen. When we go anywhere, the marketplace, the workplace, He is blessing us. He is guiding us. Amen. As you can see, God has heaped upon us spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift upon gift. We know that we don't deserve God's blessings. Can I hear an amen? We don't, but that's how much God loves us. He is a God of love. He is love. Anyway, He is love, amen? And He gives us His blessings. In ourselves, we are nothing, but in Christ, each one of us is precious and valuable to God. And when you know the Lord Jesus Christ and you have made Him the Lord of your life, you are precious and valuable in the sight of God. And it is only by God's grace that we have a relationship with Him, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ. I am so glad that the Father gave Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And aren't you glad you are a child of God? Aren't you glad you are heaven-bound? Aren't we glad we set our minds on things above and not on earthly things? They are only temporal. But when we set our minds above in heaven, they are eternal things that we have. Amen? And then an old hymn exalts the marvelous grace of our loving Lord, a grace that is greater than all our sins. We can never do anything to deserve God's grace. Can I hear an amen? Nor can we be good enough to receive it. Amen. I'll raise my hands and 2 feet. But God mercifully extended His bountiful grace to us and has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Think about how great God's grace is. We don't stand before Him in our own merit. No, we don't. But by the blood of Jesus, we can come before God boldly and fiercely because of Jesus. God is our Heavenly Father. Because of the blood of Jesus, we can come in the throne room of God unashamed and not having guilt, because we know that we've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Our blessings flow from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our ultimate source. He is our source. He is the reason we have received blessing upon blessing and favor upon favor. Think about it. Jesus chose to accept death on the cross for you and me. He didn't have to, but He did it for you and me. We must recognize that everything good in our lives is a direct result of Jesus sacrificing His life to redeem humanity. And don't you know that humanity, all of humanity does not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Not all humanity has come to know and receive Jesus Christ, but we that are children of God, we know that it was a sacrifice for Jesus Christ to give for us so we can come into the family of God and live with God our Father eternally. Amen. We are heaven bound. We set our minds on things above and not earthly things. We have an eternal perspective, looking at the kingdom of God, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith, looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who cometh must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him. And we diligently seek after God. We get in the Word. We meditate on it. We let that word just meditate in our hearts. And we declare it and we well it out of our mouth and we let it go and we keep the enemy running. We cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and we bring it into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary to the word of God, we don't receive them. We cast them down. As soon as the enemy comes and starts putting thoughts that are not even ours, we say, no, you don't. No, you don't. I remember Brother Hagin says, when he says, you can let a bird fly. You can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can sure stop those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions and stop them from making a nest with those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, because then it becomes a stronghold, and we do not let anything that is not of God to come and stay in our minds. We cast it down. We slap it down to the floor and say, no, you don't. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. We have a sober, quick, sharp, alert minds. We have the mind of Christ. We have a disciplined mind. We have a sound mind. We have a peaceful mind. Amen. And it's only because of the word. If we don't have the word, we will get all confused, lied to, be deceived, and we do not want to do that. For the Spirit of God is in us, the Spirit of seeing and knowing, and the Spirit of discerning what's of God, what's of the flesh, and what's of the enemy. And nothing from the flesh or the enemy we want to keep. We want to just push it out and say, no, you don't. Pick up your weapons and flee in the name of Jesus. You get away from my children. You get away from my house. You get away from my health. You get away from my son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws, in the name of Jesus, and from our children. You will not stay in our home or our property. We cast you out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Think about it. Jesus chose to accept death on the cross for us. He didn't have to, but he did it for you and for me. We must recognize that everything good in our lives is a direct result of Jesus sacrificing his life to redeem humanity. Let's reflect on God's goodness to us every day, every morning and the afternoon, and when we go to bed. Amen. And let's especially take time to thank God for the gift of salvation Jesus so freely provided for us. Can I hear an amen? God is so good. Thank you so much, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for filling us, Father, with your word, with your life, Father, with your power, with your authority, and with your ability. Thank you so much, Father God. We want to thank every listener and every hearer that is hearing these messages. We thank you for coming to Daily Bread on Wednesdays once a week. And we thank you so much that you can hear our messages on Sunday on YouTube. Go on YouTube, First is Kingdom Family Church, YouTube, and you can see our Sunday messages. We just want to thank you. I want to thank all our supporters, all our partners that support this ministry. And remember, our seed is known around the world. So whatever you send, that seed goes into the mission field, to the missionaries that go out and spread the gospel and advance the kingdom of God, because we are a mission-oriented church. We are that small church with a big heart for missions, and that's what God has ordained us to do. He has commissioned us to do. That's our assignment, to get and channel as much finances into the mission field. And we thank you because we have 9 missionaries that we support. And that means you, the seeds that you send, you get to partake of all that the missionaries get, all the healings that they get, all salvation, and everything, healing, probation, deliverance, everything that they get, we get to partake. And that goes into your heavenly account. So we thank you so much for your precious seeds that you plant in First is Kingdom Family Church. We never take it for granted. We want to say thank you so much. And Father, we bless every hearer, every listener, and every doer of the word, Father, that they go forth, Father. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the country. They're the head and not the tail. They're blessed going in and blessed going out, Father. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that covers their homes, their properties, their vehicles, their children, their grandchildren, and their property in the name of Jesus, in the workplace, the marketplace, Father God. The blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural magnetic shield all around them. We're in the bubble from trouble, and we're in the canopy of protection, and we are in the umbrella of your love and protection. So, Father, we thank you, and we bless each one of them as they hear the word and go forth in doing, being doers of the word, Father, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. We love you. Be blessed. Have a blessed evening. And Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday. Be sure to tune in on Sundays, First is Kingdom Family Church YouTube, and you will hear Sunday's morning message. We love you, and God bless you. Have a great evening. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.